The Talk Chinook Watershed Council brought together a crowd around the theme, Living in Harmony with Bears. Biologists, advocates, educators, and dogs came to advance one conversation. How can we share our valley respectfully with our furry neighbors? There was an opportunity to practice using bear spray, discounts on electric fences, and talks by bear behavior experts. Three dogs traveled to the event from Fairbanks. The canines were there to teach the community a new trick.
So these are Karelian bear dogs, is the breed. It's a primitive big game hunting dog from eastern Finland and western Russia. And these dogs are traditionally used for hunting big game like moose and grizzly bears. But we're taking that instinct they have and using it for conservation.
Nils Peterson is the director of the Wind River Bear Institute. The organization has been working in the western U.S. and Japan to reduce human-wildlife conflict. The dogs are their favorite tool. Peterson claims no person or dog has been harmed in the 27 year of the organization's existence, and many bear lives have been saved. 2020 was a particularly difficult year for the Chilkat Valley's bears. The fish runs were small, the berry crop was too. Bears resorted to feeding from trash, breaking into cars, some broke into homes. Close to 50 bears were shot. The Wind River Bear Institute tries to provide an alternative. It aims to change bear behavior. It uses many tools to chase bears away from trouble. The organization's founder developed the original bear spray. Peterson says he has used rubber bullets to chase bears, but the dogs are his silver bullet.
I do think these dogs are the most versatile tool out there. The dogs could be used to find the bears quickly in the dark in areas with poor sight lines using scent detection. What we can do is drive around with these dogs in the back of the trucks so they're going to sniff and bark when they smell bear. Thereby, we can cover a lot more ground and determine if that bear's in the area quickly and effectively.
Once a bear has been located, Peterson and his crew, ideally two people and two dogs, proceed to push the bear away.
Getting between that bear and the area that we want to defend, outnumbering it, stacking the odds against it so far that it does not think about coming back towards you. Working the dogs on leash, pushing them out at bear speed. We don't want bears panicking, making, you know, fear-based decisions. We want these bears to know they can leave, they have to leave, and this is the way out.
Some bears get the message fairly quickly. Others need to be reminded periodically to stay away from humans. Peterson says some of his most important work is to teach sows to stay away from human activity.
Cubs learn everything from their moms, so we actually specialize in working with sows with cubs because they are the future of your human-bear conflict. You have to be really careful and can't ask them to do things that they aren't able to do. You have to give them time. Cubs are often pretty pesky. You have to let mom manage them and just put the pressure on, but allow her to do what she needs to do in order to get out of the situation that she's in.
The Wind River Bear Institute breeds the bear dogs and provides training for handlers. This way, communities can develop their own wildlife canine capacities. Peterson says with well-trained dogs and well-trained handlers, it is possible to produce well-trained bears.
We almost never even have aggression from bears. We make it so easy for them to do the right thing. For folks that think we should be shooting every bear around, you know, we can talk to them about other tools that we have at our disposal, like dogs. You know, it just changes the conversation about bears.
Bear tracks have recently been seen near the beach at the mouth of the Chilkat River. Bears are waking up from hibernation. Peterson says the first thing we can do to keep bears safe is to deny them access to our food and secure our garbage. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.